Pastor Whiting was originally planned, and I was supposed to preach last Sunday. But then I figured out maybe this is one of the more violent passages to be preached by a man than by a kind pastor. And as I have mentioned, this is the most passionate passage of Galatians, and Galatians is the most passionate letter written by Paul. And in this passage, Paul is not only passionate, he has a little bit violence here. And I think this is the most violent passage of Paul. And Paul is usually a very rational and calm person. So, I mentioned before that circumcision is really not a point of contention here and now. Now, who is going to argue about whether you are circumcised or not circumcised nowadays? Who cares? We can hardly fathom the reason for an uproar at Paul's time. But before that, let's talk about something else. Ever since we are kids, we are taught of a very important principle, quid pro quo. In order to gain this, I have to pay that. I really have to pay certain things to gain what I really want. Now, in Japanese comic of anime, if you are into it, there is a very famous one. It's called Full Metal Alchemist. Anyone have heard about it? Yes, right. Full Metal Alchemist. Do you know there's a very important principle in Full Metal Alchemist? Hey, Josh, you know. What is it? What is it? Well, Full Metal Alchemist. I don't know the official translation, but as far as I know, it's the principle of exchange of equal value or equivalent exchange. Now, I don't know. It has stated again and again in the comic. It says, without sacrifice, one cannot gain anything. In order to gain something, one has to sacrifice something of equivalent value. In alchemy, this is known as the principle of equivalent exchange. At that time, we firmly believed that that was the truth of the world. Right? Ever since our childhood, we have been taught this principle. We all understand we are living in a world that we all believe this is how the world works. Even our Christmas song has something like that. Can you think about the Christmas song that talks about it? Every Christmas we sing it. It's called Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I refresh your memory. He's making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who is naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. So whether you get your present really depends on you're good, naughty, or nice. Right? Be good, or you will never get your Christmas present. Right? Right. This is called equivalent exchange. This is the wisdom of men, or wisdom of thousands of years of human being. This is a world we grow up in. You want good grades? Study hard. You want to win a championship? Train hard and play hard. You want to be loved? Behave well and do the right thing. How can I gain my mother's love? Behave. Right? Behave. Bring back all the A's. Right? I still remember that there was a time I always, in Hong Kong school system, you got a, when you have exam, after every year, you kind of, you have your own, you have your grade, and then the school will kind of number you in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So the guy with the highest grade will be the number one. The second one, the second highest mark will be number two. So when I was a kid, I was always within the first 10 guys, okay? But no, that only lasts for a few years. Ever since, it's all gone. So I was in the first 10. So sometimes I have 7, and usually I hover among like 2 to 5. Okay, but I never got to number one, never. Okay, so whenever I got home and show my family my great result, how come it's only 3? Okay, no present this time. Okay, so I never got my present anyway in my life. But anyway, bring back your good grade, and I will love you. it's no, and I doubt too many of us would contradict this principle. That's the principle we try to teach our kids too, right? It's no different from the Jews. They are just ordinary people like you and me. When it comes to faith, they believe they have to fulfill the commandments and laws in order to be saved, because they want to use the obeying of commandments and laws in exchange for God's favor. Circumcision is the first step. Circumcision is only the first step to gain God's favor. But then, what's wrong with it? Yes, everything is wrong. Christianity is not about exchange of equal value or equivalent exchange, for there is no equal value for us to exchange with God. Can we afford an equivalent value to exchange with God? We cannot afford it. God has always intended to have His grace as a gift to us. When Jesus came, He practically upset the whole idea of human wisdom. That's how the world operates. We know the world operates like that. Equivalent exchange. We have to admit, equivalent exchange is great human wisdom. However, God's wisdom is higher than human wisdom. Think about it. Parents' love towards children is never at equilibrium. Just think about how much love children will obtain from their parents are incredible. Could the children ever return their parents' love? Sometimes they do, and most of the time they don't. Even when I, as a child, I want to return the favor my parents gave me, there are times I could not. I have two uncles. My two uncles have the kind of filial love for their parents. How sudden. That's the kind of person they are. So when they were young, my grandfather gave them a sum of money so that they can do business. Okay, but somehow they failed. They lost every penny. So because my grandparents sent... we were in Canton, and my grandfather sent my uncles to Hong Kong to do business. So they lost everything. So they came back to Canton. After a few years, they decided, well, we want to do it again. Okay, so they went to Hong Kong again and began to build a business. A few years later, my grandfather died. So my grandmother went to be with my uncles. At that time, they were actually, I was there too. We live in a subunit of a unit. Every time we want to go home, we have to pass somebody's home. And it is in one of the older districts of Hong Kong. And we live just right by the gas storage area. That's the city planning at that time. Okay, you have the natural gas storage area on this street, and we live on this side of the street. Okay, every year, two or three times, we heard about the gas storage area is burning, so we have to run. I was so familiar with the way to run. Okay, we'll all go down. If you want to run from a fire, don't run barefoot. And you don't just wear your slipper. You always wear your shoes. Do you know why? You don't want to step on something that could hurt your feet. Or you don't want a slipper that you may fall. So always wear my shoes. And at that time, the only pairs of shoes is a pair of dress shoes. That's for going to school. We live in that situation for many years. And finally, my uncles earned enough money, so they bought a new apartment. They bought a new apartment that's on the second floor of the apartment building. The reason why they want to buy apartment building on the second floor because they think, okay, my grandmother is getting old, so she can always walk down instead of taking the elevator. Just before we can move in, my grandmother died. And so my uncles were so upset. He always said, even when the trees want to stop, but the wind keeps howling. When the son wants to repay the parents is no more. So even if that child really wants to repay the parents' love, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they don't. How can we talk about equivalent exchange all the time? Is it the principle that governs our lives? Not necessarily. What about equating manual labor to intellectual labor? There's a guy who worked as a taxi driver 10 hours a day. And there's another guy who is just pushing button in front of a computer screen trying to look at the stock market. So a couple of keystrokes, it could earn millions of dollars, but in for 10 hours of driving a taxi cab, how much can this person earn? Comparatively, of course not. So how can we compare the equivalent of values? Can we find a way to equate them and bring an equal value for both? What about play and work in our definitions? Their definition, we work hard so that we can play hard. As we know, we live in a rapidly changing society. More than 100 years old, no one would think driving an automobile is a job. Automobile was so expensive then, only the wealthy can purchase them for fun and show off. And now, who would think riding a horse is work, not pleasure anymore? Playing video games is play, right? Playing video games, play. Or is this work? Or is it work for professional gameplay? It can be. Our younger members can tell you. And there are many career paths in video gaming. I'm not talking about gaming as gambling. A direct path is participating in gaming competition and a whole lot more as game tester. Quality assurance, hosting a talk show just about games, developing strategy handbook for games, and etc. So playing video games is game, is play, or work. So there's no very clear demarcation line anymore. What is value? What is equivalent value? For all these, we attach a value and consider work so that we can obtain a return for remuneration, or it's just play. Yes, there is no such thing as equivalent exchange, because equal value is impossible to determine. Don't you know our God operates in an entirely different principle? We are asked to change our worldview with God's principle. The Jews of Galatians own the wisdom of this world. This is the best principle they know. Just as the prophet Isaiah said, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts." God has ordained Jesus to do it all for us so that we know everything is by grace. Nothing more, nothing less. In a capitalistic world, we tend to think of a successful person as a tax-paying person, a paying high-tax person, or a person who earns so much that he doesn't have to pay tax. But there are people who point fingers to refugees saying they don't pay their tax. They are using up social benefits without working for it. And we're not even born in Canada. How shall I, a Canadian, to pay for refugees' expenses? And these are the sentiments of many people. Those people who said this because they have never learned or understand the grace of God and the message of Galatians. Because they are like the Jews, they think everything has to be earned. Everything are their own. I earn it. I earn my place as a citizen. I earn my place in this society. Approximately 10 years ago, there was such a commercial in Hong Kong. It's very funny. The slogan of the commercial is, "Work harder, pay better. Work harder, pay better." And do you know what the product of the commercial is? Antacid. You work harder, you got pay with stomach ache. We all know that stomach ache is most likely caused by stress. So you work very hard and you cause a lot of stress to yourself, so you get stomach ache. You get paid better, or you get paid more. Actually, the correct translation is, work harder, you got paid more. You got paid more for what? It's an irony, but the reason is, the commercial really means that it's talking about a bunch of insurance agents. They need to work hard in order to get the commission. So this is the principle of this world. But ironically, we got paid by stomach ache. No, Jesus is not going to cause us heartache, not to say stomach ache, in order to get us saved. He paid all, so anything we can have or attain are all grace. I love the song, "Only a Sinner." It says, "Not have I gotten, but what I received. Grace has bestowed me it since I have believed. boasting excluded, pride I abase. I am only a sinner, saved by grace. In this world, we want to believe we own it, we earn it. And as a matter of fact, when we talk about justification by faith, we want to focus the justification by faith in a very narrow understanding. We talk about, oh, by faith we are saved. We are actually only talking about the very moment you say, oh, I want to accept Jesus, I say my little prayer, and I receive Jesus into my heart, and this is faith, and I'm saved. But in reality, this is not what Paul was talking about. When we say, or the Bible talks about, when we say, saved by grace, he's talking about only by faith we know we receive everything by grace. In faith, we know we earn everything by grace, not work, not we own it, not we earn it. We don't earn it. So Paul has said that, okay, if you want to obey the law and follow the law in order to be saved, why don't you follow the whole law, complete law? You follow every commandment. Don't break any one single tiny little bit commandment, and we can do it. So don't talk about obeying the commandments. You cannot do it. You think that just by circumcision, you're cutting a little piece of foreskin, you can be saved by God? No. If you really want to do it, cut the whole thing off. This is the violent part. But this is the same analogy. If you want to use law as the means of grace, you have to obey the complete law. You want to cut a little foreskin to obtain grace, cut the whole thing off. Can you? No. If we know we do not own or earn anything, our world will change dramatically. And we will look at others very differently. Say we look at a poor, homeless person on the street, we tend to be sympathetic. We want to be sympathetic. But if we can only understand what we have today is by grace, we will realize that we are not much better and be humble. We are not only sympathetic, we learn to love. Love and sympathy are very different. Sympathy has a subject and has an object. So I sympathize you, okay? I is the subject and you is the object. But when we talk about love, we need to talk about both are subjects. If only one is subject and the other is object, it becomes sympathy. Martin Buber, has a Jewish philosopher, understand this thing. He talks about I and thou. Now, modern English cannot do it. The old English can only the old English do it, because the modern English, you and you, the subject and object are the same. But in old English, thou and thee are different. There's a subject you and the subject I. Then you can talk about love, because it is interactive. It's not one higher and the other lower. That's what we talk about, love that comes out from faith. We believe by faith that all I have is by faith. So we learn how to love and not to sympathize people. What you want to do is sharing and not just almsgiving. Almsgiving, by definition, is something I have extra and something I can spare. Sharing is giving out of extra, and by giving what I have in my hand, even though it is not extra. When you love somebody, you share. When you sympathize somebody, you do almsgiving. And this is what faith is all about. Because this is not mine. All I have, I can only share. Jesus wants us to realize every moment that our very being is out of God's grace, not of our own earning. For those who do not understand that and would like to earn our own will definitely be damned, because human being can never earn his or her own. A lot of times, we still think we can earn. How can we train ourselves to be like Arnold Schwarzenegger? You really got to train hard, right? Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Mr. What? Yep. He's the guy who have to train hard. He has to be in the weight room most likely 8 hours a day. And besides, beyond 8 hours a day weight training or muscle training, he has to eat those kind of muscle milk, right? I don't think muscle milk is good tasting. Even Ensure is not good tasting. My wife has to drink Ensure last year when she fell, after she fell. So the doctor ordered to have some more protein so that she can build up her muscle again. And I never like it. Okay, whatever she has, I has. Okay, I never like it. I said, you can have it all. Okay, muscle milk. Okay, after many years, you have a body like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You think you earn it. But then, you got sick. Sickness can come anytime. And sickness can be really severe. Even a flu can kill you. My brother, who died when he was 41 years old, he just contracted a flu. Somehow, the virus got into his heart. He died in 2 days. We think we can earn something, but really, everything and every day is grace. But all we can do is to trust in God. He will give us enough faith to live through our life. Today, this year is the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. Reformation talk about justification by faith. We are saved by grace alone. A lot of times we think that justification by faith means we go into the door. The reason why Luther wants to bring out, or the Reformation has to bring out justification by faith or saved by grace alone, because at that time the Catholic Church was no longer Catholic. Only a few can be saved, because you got to earn it. If you have enough money, you can buy your grace. But when grace is bought, it's no longer grace. It's no longer a gift. Here we are, Protestant, who protest the not-so-Catholic Church at that time. But now, how are we going to live? When Paul said, cut it off. Cut off the tail of earning our everyday life. It is by grace we earn. We earn by not paying anything. It's all from God. Actually, without grace, we cannot afford anything. Circumcision is not going to give us a good head start. It just leads us to the wrong path. Cut off what we think we can earn from God. Cut off what we think we can earn for ourselves. And receive everything as grace. This morning, in the Cantonese service, the setup is pretty much like that, but of course the podium is upstairs. It's up here. So, when you look at the setting like this, this is the step. This step is almost like a foot high. And you know who set it up. You know the age of people who set it up. Those people who set it up must be young and agile, right? And it's okay, I can still climb it with a little bit of grace. Old age is something we fear. When I was young, the first time I went caroling, I went to a nursing home. This is the first time I went caroling to and the first time I went caroling is in a nursing home. And after that time, I said to myself, I'm never going to step into a nursing home again in my life. Do you know why? It was so upsetting there. There are old people stooping, sitting in their wheelchairs. I don't really know whether they're conscious or not conscious. They could be conscious. And I was singing carols. Sometimes they twitch. They could be conscious, or they are not. I don't know. The reason why I was so upset is because I thought about myself. I am never going to be like them. I don't want to be like them. I don't want to look at them and project who I may be. Because I think I am a healthy 17 years old who can always jump up and down, and I can easily step on this 1 foot, 1.5 foot steps without any difficulties. But as times go, we all have to realize there are days I can no longer step on this step. If people set up the steps like it, I'm going to need four hands and legs. Just legs won't carry me there. And there will be one day I may need that. Move the piano, please. But then, we have to learn one thing. There are days we think we have the power to do it. Because I can. I'm young. I am agile. I'm athletic. But this is not faith. Faith is something that on a day you can no longer do it, but you still trust there's enough grace in yourself. You'll live happily. I'm happy because I can do my things. But what about the day I cannot do my thing? I need more faith. Because I need faith to trust in God that He will give us faith, give us grace to live in those situations. That's where the faith comes in. When the time comes, I have to trust in God. There's enough grace in me. Because I know I cannot earn it again. I cannot train myself to be more agile at that point. All I can do is sit back and say, my life is given by grace. And with this grace, I can live. People may look at me without dignity, but I do have dignity because this is the grace that God gives me. Faith is not, saved by grace is not just entering the door of Christianity. Faith is an everyday life, everyday. So the Romans said, from faith to faith, from faith to faith. From the beginning of faith, we enter into more faith. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you because you are God of grace. You always give us the grace we need. The problem is, do we trust you? Lord, give us faith. We do not have enough faith, but you do have enough grace. In Jesus' name, amen.